P.T. Madan Mohan's Mahamana's Mantra for Self-Reliance. P.T. Madan Mohan Malaviya was born in a Brahmin family on December 25, 1861, in Allahabad. He was one of the 8 children born to his parents, Meena Devi and Pandit Bajanath. At the age of 5, he started his early schooling by being sent to a Mahajani school. After that, he enrolled in a religious school run by Hardevaji. He pursued his education by enrolling in the recently established government high school in 1868. He graduated from Muir Central College in 1879, earned his BA from Calcutta University in 1884, and then started working as a teacher in an Allahabad district school for a salary of 40 rupees per month. P.T. Madan Mohan's career as a politician and freedom fighter began in 1886 when he joined the second session of the Indian National Congress, which was held in Calcutta that year under the leadership of Dadabhai Noroji. P.T. Madan Mohan's career as a politician and freedom fighter began in 1886 when he joined the second session of the Indian National Congress, which was held in Calcutta that year under the leadership of Dadabhai Noroji. In 1887, he resigned his position as a schoolmaster to take a job as editor of the Hindi magazine, Hindustan. In 1889, he was appointed editor of the Indian Opinion. In addition, he launched the Hindi newspaper Maryada, the English Daily Leader, and the Hindi weekly Abhyudaya. After earning his LLB, he began practicing law at the Allahabad District Court in 1891. He then advanced to the Allahabad High Court, where he began to practice law, in 1893. P.T. Pandit Madan Mohan launched the Hindi weekly, Abhyudaya, in 1907, and in 1915 it became a daily publication. Dr. Annie Besant, an Irish woman who came to India with the intention of promoting educational programs, profoundly inspired Point Madan Mohan Malaviya. In 1889, she founded Central Hindu College at Karachi in Varanasi, which later served as the hub of the Banaras Hindu University. In 1904, Pandit Ji recommended the creation of the Banaras Hindu University with the assistance of Prabhu Naren Singh, the Maharaja of Banaras at the time. This plan received the approval of numerous Hindu groups in the year 1905. The plan was finally adopted on December 31, 1905, in Varanasi's town hall, which was presided over by D.N. Mahajan. A decision was passed in 1911 by Dr. Annie Besant's association to found Kashi Vishwavidyalaya, and on November 28, 1911, a society was established to start construction on the Banaras Hindu University. Harcourt Butler introduced a bill for the creation of the university in the Imperial Legislation Council on March 25, 1915. The BHU legislation was passed on October 1, 1915. The Banaras Hindu University was founded on February 4, 1916, or Magh Shukla Pratipada, Samvat 1972. To commemorate the event, a lavish ceremony was held in which various notable Indians were present. P.T. Malaviyaji, a member of the Industrial Commission, 1916-18, issued a dissenting letter criticizing the British government's economic strategy toward India. P.T. Malaviyaji founded the All India Swadeshi Sangha in 1932 and advocated for Buy Indian in his manifesto as a way to alleviate India's economic woes and end widespread poverty. In 1909, 1918, 1930, and 1932, he was elected president of the Indian National Congress 4 times. The Seva Samiti, a group inspired by scouting, was founded by him. In the Chauri Chura case, he testified in court for saving 177 independence fighters. 156 of the 177 convicted individuals were found not guilty. P.T. Madan Mohan joined the Imperial Legislative Council in 1912 and served there till 1926. He was a key figure in the Mahatma Gandhi-founded non-cooperation movement and joined other notable figures from Indian history, like Lala Lajpat Rai and Jawaharlal Nehru, in their opposition to the Simon Commission. He opposed Congress involvement in the early 1920s Khilafat movement as well as separate electorates for Muslims under the Lucknow Pact of 1916. P.T. Madan Mohan attended the first roundtable conference in 1931 on behalf of India. Additionally, he is credited with popularizing the phrase Satyameva Jayate, truth alone will prevail. P.T. Madan Mohan Malaviya, who had been unwell for the last few years of his life, passed away on November 12, 1946. In addition to his political work, he was active in several connected fields. To protest the building of dams in the Ganga, he founded the Ganga Mahasabha. He contributed to society in a number of significant ways and strove to remove societal obstacles including the caste system in temples. He was banished by the Sri god Brahman because of his social efforts in Dalit communities. On the Rat Yatra day, he had organized for Hindu Dalits to enter the Kalram temple, and he had also taken a dip in the Godavari river while reciting Hindu mantras. In Vrindavan, he also started the organization Sri Mathura Vrindavan Hasanand Gochar Bhumi. He received the moniker Mahanama. "I do not aspire to reign, nor do I yearn for moksha or heaven," said Point Malaviyaji. "I only want to give birth repeatedly till I can relieve people of their suffering. Never before in history has a man given his country and its people such unselfish service." Malaviyaji was appropriately referred to by Gandhiji as a Devata Purush, man of God, and Rabindranath Tagore as a Mahamana, lit. Luminous intellect, magnanimous heart, by Rabindranath Tagore. He received the Bharat Ratna honor from the Indian government in 2014. Thank you for listening to the organizer.